Christian Fellowship Ministry, where living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carter Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Good morning, God. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, Father, this morning. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Just want to take time this morning to say thank you. Thank you for a new day, God. New mercies, God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for lying in our beds last night, oh God, and when we rose this morning, we realized that you allowed us to be in this world one more day. We thank you this morning, Father, for our children and our homes. We thank you, oh God, for our neighborhoods and our city. We thank you, oh God, for those in leadership this morning who are following after you. We thank you, God. We thank you, oh Lord, for the church this morning, God, the people who make up your church this morning, God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your grace and sure enough for your mercy. We thank you, Father, that you look beyond our faults every single day, God, and you see our needs. And this morning, we just want to say thank you. Thank you that we still have breath in our bodies. Thank you that we're still able to open our mouths, oh God, and speak your words. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Good morning, God. Good morning, people of God this morning. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning this morning. We bless the Lord, oh, our soul and all that is within us. We bless his holy name this morning. And we give God glory, honor, and praise. For he has done great things. He has done mighty things. He has done marvelous things. Come on, somebody praise him with me this morning. Amen. And we know that God has done so many things in our lives. And we understand that we are here this current day, because we've come this far by faith, leaning on the everlasting arms. Thank you, God. Leaning on the everlasting Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Oh, somebody, come on. He's never failed me yet. Singing, oh, 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 by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He's never failed me yet. Oh, 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 oh. I can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Oh, yes, just a little bit of that this morning. Oh, we've come this far by faith. Leaning on the everlasting Lord. Thank you, God. Leaning on his everlasting arms. Amen. We've come this far by faith. Song says, oh, 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 I can't turn around. Why? Because we've come this far by faith. Amen. Come on, give God a praise with me this morning. Amen. This morning, we just want to share with you this scripture. this word that God has given us this morning, and we pray this morning, oh God, that the word would go out, oh God, not come back void, oh God, that the word would pierce, oh God, in the places it needs to pierce, that the word would set up, God, in the places it needs to set up, come on somebody, that the word would manifest within us from the inside out, amen. Oh, we give him glory for the word this morning, amen. Good morning, Rhema, this morning. Amen. We're going to do something just a little bit different. You weren't expecting this morning, but we're going to begin this morning. Thank you, God. Just reciting our mission this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. And looking at our vision just for a moment this morning. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We free. Amen. We foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. Amen. The word of God for us, amen, has set us up to say this right here. We will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. And somebody, when I say living in excellence, you say we walk in expectation. Come on, give God a praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The word this morning, amen. We are not beyond reproach. Amen. We are not beyond reproach. Thank you, Lord. We are not beyond reproach. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at the word reproach as we begin this morning. Before we even give you any scriptures, we just want to make sure that we've got that word reproach. Amen. You're going to get the scriptures. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Reproach, to address someone in such a way as to express disapproval or disappointment. Show your disapproval. Show your disappointment. Amen. Also, it says the expression of disapproval or disappointment. You know when someone disapproves of something you say or something you do. You know and you feel it. And we know when we disapprove or are disappointed by something that someone says or does, amen, their action can cause us, amen, to have reproach. Amen. Thank you, God. So we are not beyond reproach. We are not beyond being disapproved of, amen? We are not beyond, thank you, Holy Spirit, causing some disappointment, amen? We know that as we set our children up and as we go through life, even, and I know y'all say, Pastor, you're always talking about our everyday life, but that's the life we live in, amen? And that's how we have to bring this word together, because this word is not just for Sunday morning. This word is not just so you can hear this and keep going. We want you to take this word and apply it. But we are not beyond reproach. We are not beyond causing disappointment, nor being disappointed. We are not beyond being disapproved of, or causing, amen, or feeling that disapproval of someone else. We are not beyond reproach. Let's look at Genesis 6 and 5. We're looking at, I believe, the English Standard Version of that scripture. The Word of God says this: the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That says that the Lord saw that. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man, thank you, God. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Now, this was back in Genesis, y'all. This was back at the beginning, amen? And that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That means the evil did not stop. Come on, God. So when we think about Jesus and we think about what God was saying here, what he saw among his people, we know that evil spread wide, and it spread like a burning fire. Amen. That one sin that took place, oh my God, that thing began to spiral. And we know of the first sin, amen? We know how Eve succumbed to the conditions or the urging of the devil, amen? We know of the first murder, amen? How Cain and Abel, brothers, amen, that murder came about. Come on, God. We know of sins that continued, amen? Even Noah, as his own daughters looked upon him, drunken, amen, and naked. Come on, God. We know the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great where? In the earth. And that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. We know, my God, how Moses, who was the victor, and he who went in and pulled the Israelites out of bondage. We know how the wickedness, amen, caused him to take the life of another. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. We know how Abraham and Lot, and Lot, the nephew of Abraham, how he desired to go into the city of wickedness and evil, amen? How he desired to be in Sodom and among the people of Gomorrah, amen? The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. We are not beyond reproach. Eve was not beyond reproach because she was the first disappointment on the earth, amen, that God had to deal with. She was the first, thank you, Lord. She caused God to be disappointed and to disapprove. But see, what Eve didn't understand was that slew-footed devil, Satan, had already disappointed God. Come on, Jesus. He was already kicked out of what? Out of heaven. And cursed to be a serpent on his belly for the rest of the age of time of this world. Amen? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when Jesus was speaking about the end of the age, we're going into Matthew now. Jesus mentioned something about that it would be like in the days of Noah, okay? So we know what happened when Noah was walking the earth, that the Lord saw that same wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth. But then when we fast forward to the New Testament, to where Christ is here, he's looking back and he's reminding us. In Matthew 24, 37 through 39, he says, "For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. We are not beyond reproach. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man." That's Matthew 24, 37 through 39. Christ is reminding us here, for as were the days of, the same stuff was going on in the days of Noah. Full of sin, wreaking havoc, going from pillar to post, doing everything people were big enough to do. Does it sound familiar? Come on, God. We are not beyond reproach. Even the things that were going on then, they were going on, oh my God, when Christ walked the earth, they're still going on now. For as in those days before the flood, it says, they were eating, we're eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. They were blindsided. But they were blindsided because they did not give ear to the word of God. Noah tried to warn the people. Noah went out. They thought Noah was crazy. You building this ark and it's dry as I don't know what. What are you building this giant boat for? What are you going to do, Noah? Come on, God. Can you imagine why Noah might have gotten drunk? Can you imagine what people had put Noah through? Come on, God. Lord Jesus. For as in his days, so will be. Just as Noah, that ark out of nowhere. Now, y'all know he didn't build it overnight. But as long as it took him to build that ark, the people just didn't listen. And so even at that time, once the flood and the rains began, Noah done shut up the ark by then. Couldn't get in. So guess what? It says, for as in those days before the flood, oh my God, I'm going to skip to here, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they, the people, were unaware, they didn't pay attention. They were made aware. They were told what was going on. It wasn't like nothing was told to them. It's not like nothing was told to them. Thank you, God. It's not like nothing was said to them. It's not like they weren't warned, but it says, thank you, Jesus. They were unaware. You know why? Because they were blind and they did not see. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that it didn't save those wretches. Amen. They shied away from God's grace. They turned a deaf ear to the word. And so it says, and they were unaware until the flood came. It was too late then. And it says, it came and swept them what? All away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. That's where we're going. We are not beyond reproach. We are not beyond disappointing God. Those people disappointed God. We are not beyond being disapproved by God because of the things we say, we do, the ways we live, the things we support, the things we push up. Amen. We are not beyond reproach, people. Thank you, Jesus. Could you have imagined during Noah's time, because of the wickedness in the earth, oh my God, doing business, carrying out your daily life, come on. Could you have imagined that all of the evil that was going on, the cheating, the tax collectors collecting too much tax. Come on, God. The businessmen not being upright and upfront with you, amen? Selling you some bad sheep, amen? Some of us go into to home ventures and buildings and we see the surface, you see. We don't see the foundation that may already be cracked. We don't see into the roof that's been overlaid, amen, that may still have some deep holes and some issues, amen. And we can't see it until the water and the floods begin to come down. So it says they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. Sometimes we don't know what hit us until it hits us. So the word of God says, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. So while you going about your daily business, like the people in Noah's time, while you going ahead and herding your sheep, you going on your job every day, you going home to your family every day, you doing this and you doing that, you're entertaining and you're being entertained, guess what? Don't you mess around and miss the coming of the Son of Man and mess around and be like those that were swept away. Because see, when just like the rain came, and it came as a surprise to them. I don't know why, because they were being warned all the time. So somebody going to be surprised by the coming of the Son of Man, because you're not hearing us now. You're not listening now. Come on, God. Do you see some of those same kinds of things going on today? Everybody going about your business. And just in Noah's days, just as in Noah's day, when the flood of God's judgment came, it was too late. Sometimes we are sitting in judgment. We're going through some floods. We're going through perilous times. We're going through COVID-19. We're going through coronavirus. We're going through some things that we want to, oh, it's the devil. We're going through some things God had to judge. And God is judging even now. Proverbs 28 and 15. We are not beyond reproach. Says, like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over a helpless people. like a roaring lion or a charging bear, I want y'all to think about that, is a wicked ruler over a helpless people. When that bear come at you and there's nothing in between you and it, you gone. You're done for. Come on. It says like a roaring lion. And we know that the devil is going about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. Or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over helpless people. Let me make that plain for somebody who might say, I've never been in a place I can't understand, I can't relate to that, maybe that bear coming at me. No offense to those of you who have pit bulls. But we hear a lot about how pit bulls just attack. No reason. Didn't have to be provoked. But all of a sudden, that animal instinct in them, they just attack. And you don't know what happened until it's too late. Babies have lost lives. People have lost hands. Legs have had to be amputated. So I'm trying to give you a visual that you can relate to in this day and time. Come on, God. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear, an animal out of control. This is the same way a wicked ruler, that is the wicked ruler over helpless people. If the ruler is wicked, it's not a thing the people can do about it. Oh, my God. Proverbs 14:34, we're going to come back to that in a minute, says righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness, living holy, living right, doing what you're supposed to, will lift up the nation, amen? But sin is a reproach. It's a disappointment, amen? Oh my God, sin is a disapproval. Oh my God, sin is a reproach to any people. Whatever people you are, do you really understand that? Sin was a reproach to the Israelites. Sin is a reproach, amen, to the United States of America. Wherever you came from in this world, and if you living in this country, if you in sin, it's a reproach. It's a disappointment to those, oh God. Oh my God. But you know what? I'm not going to stay stuck on the world right now. I want to talk to the church, to the people of God. Sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is a reproach to God. Amen. Right now, at this present time in this world, our one nation under God and the world at large has become a reproach in the eyes of God. We're being condemned by one another. We're being condemned one after another by those that we've helped, by those that are in power. We're being condemned. Some are sick of the Democrats with their reproach to the Republicans, and the Republicans with their reproach to the Democrats. And it's not so much disappointment, but it's disapproval, disapproval. Are you sick of the commercials right now? Everything, can I get somebody who will go after the office that you seek based on your qualifications and not on what you think are the disqualifications of anybody else? Come on, God. Right now, at this present time, we are not beyond reproach. Remember, it is He, God, that has made us and not we ourselves, people. Thank you, God. Can I get an amen out there? Reproach, the expression of disapproval or disappointment. We know when we disapprove of somebody, we totally can see it on our face. We know when we've disappointed somebody. We know when we've done some things, did some things in school, and you had to come home and face your mother, and you saw her face after the angry mother that was going to get you, even the mother that had to chastise you, the father that had to tap you a little bit. You have to understand, even the face that they put on with the strength, that there was some disapproval, and that disapproval led to disappointment. We are not beyond reproach. When are we going to give ourselves back to God? We are one nation under God. We are one nation under God. When I speak of we right now, I'm not speaking of the United States of America. I'm talking about the people who want to be the people of the Most High God. He says, if my people who are called by my name, see, there are some things that have transpired that have caused the United States of America not to be one nation under God. However, when I speak of we as a people, I want to talk about the people of the Most High God, those who are seeking after him. He says, if my people called by my name will humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. The world can't turn if we don't turn. The world can't do better if we don't do better. The world is going to continue to disappoint God. The world is going to disapprove of God. We've got to make sure that we're causing God to be proud of us. He constantly looks beyond our faults and see our needs. We are not beyond reproach, though. We are not beyond reproach. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. When we look at the word reproach just a little closer, and we look at that word, we can see words or hear words like rebuke. We are not beyond being rebuked. We are not beyond being scolded. Amen. When we step out of line, we do have to be put back in our place. Amen. We are not above reprimand. Amen. We are not beyond reproach. We've heard that before. We are not beyond reproach. When we find ourselves doing this, doing that, thinking about this, thinking about that, amen, we are not beyond reproach. We are not beyond being lectured to. We don't want to hear what anybody has to say anymore. We are not beyond reproach. We are not beyond disapproval or disappointment. We're not beyond it, guys. If we were beyond reproach, we would be perfect. There's only one man that walked this earth that is and was, while he was here, beyond reproach. Christ Jesus was the perfect man. Why? Because he was not just a man. Come on, God. We are not beyond reproach. We are not beyond. Sometimes somebody say, I might need to give you a piece of my mind. That's because they disapprove. So you are not beyond reproach. We are not beyond taking in an earful, taking time to listen. We are not beyond reproach. When we get to a place that we are or think we are beyond reproach, we are in a dangerous place, y'all. We're in a place where God can't use us and God certainly can't get to us. Thank you, Lord. We are not beyond reproach. When we understand that we can no longer do things to disappoint God or that are disapproved by God. Oh my God, what a time, what a time, what a time. And I'm going to remind you that in the days of Noah, they thought they were beyond reproach. They thought they were beyond being approached, amen? And when they looked up, it was too late. Don't you dare turn a deaf ear to the word of God. Don't you turn a deaf ear to the people that are trying to pull you up out of the muck and mire. Somebody had to keep preaching to me. Somebody had to keep teaching me. Somebody had to keep talking to me. Somebody needs to hear a word from the Lord. We are not beyond reproach. If I can take just a few minutes and talk about a man by the name of Daniel. You know, Daniel found himself in a predicament one time where he had to ask his friends to go before the Lord and plead with God to reveal the king's dream. Come on. And in the scripture in Daniel, the second chapter, the 19th through the 21st verses, that's the only parts I'm going to share right now. It says, and he said, praise be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Go back, Elder. Thank you, Lord. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven. And this is what he said. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. Whose? God's. He, God, changes times and seasons. He, God, disposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. We are not beyond reproach. The leaders of our country are not beyond reproach. The leaders in this world are not beyond reproach. Did you hear Daniel's prayers? He said, he, God, changes times and seasons. See, if we're in the season of COVID right now, nobody can change this but God. CDC can't change this, y'all. Come on. A cure can't change this, amen, because God has to allow for somebody in their right mind. God has to take somebody and use them to come up with what he already knows. He has to release that thing into somebody. He has to release that spirit of healing, that angel of healing, even into that one person who will come up with what that vaccine needs to be, might need to be, won't be. God changes times and seasons. God disposes kings and raises up others. God disposes presidents and raises up others. God disposes, oh my God, queens and raises up others. God disposes pastors and raises up others. God disposes leaders and raises up others. We are none beyond reproach. God has no respect of person. So if you find yourself falling off the wagon, going the wrong way, turning a deaf ear to what God is saying, whether you're in leadership, whether you're the preacher, whether you're the teacher, you are not beyond reproach. I am not beyond reproach. We've got to listen to God. We've got to hear God out. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Lord. Slow me down a little bit, God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me go back to Daniel for a minute. See, Daniel found himself in a situation where, thank you, Lord. He was being sought after because King Nebuchadnezzar had, had a dream. And he was looking for someone to interpret that dream. Amen? He was looking for somebody to interpret that dream. He was looking for somebody. And when none of his wise men, his prophets, amen, were able to interpret that dream, he ordered them to die. Amen? And so, because Daniel was known for being a wise man, the soldiers or whoever the king sent out, they went searching for him and his clan as well. And they were searching for them to kill them. And Daniel went on when they found him. Daniel went to the king and he asked, just give me a little bit of time. Daniel went back to his friends, and he said, we've got to go before the Lord. I beg of you to go before the Lord. Let's plead with God and ask him to show me this man's dream. Amen? And when they did, God revealed to Daniel. Thank you. If you read that second chapter of Daniel, you get it. Amen? And God revealed to Daniel the king's dream. Now, let me back up for a moment. Because when the king was calling all the wise men before him, they forgot that the king was wise as well. Amen. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't an unwise man. Amen. And when they went to him, he said, what I want you to do, so I'll know if you're real, come on, you'll be prophesied and not prophesied. I want you to tell me what the dream was that I had. They couldn't tell him. And any of them that could not tell him were sent to death. Amen. Daniel didn't know his dream right away. Daniel had to go and ask God to reveal what he had shown Nebuchadnezzar. so that he would be able to impart that dream to him and to tell him what that dream meant. And that's when Daniel prayed. The word of God in Daniel, the second chapter, I'm going to read the 17th verse. Y'all just stay with me. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends. He urged them to plead for mercy from God concerning the mystery of that dream, so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. And during the night, because of prayer, we are not above reproach. Daniel knew he was not above disappointment. Those wise men had disappointed the king. He disapproved of them because they could not answer what he asked. Come on, God. Daniel knew that he was not above reproach, but he did know this. When he went to the king, he let him know, this is not because of me, but that my God is the one who has revealed this. Oh my God, during the night, the mystery was revealed. And Daniel praised the God of heaven and said this right here. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He disposes kings and raises up others. See, he can move you out of the way. If you think you're beyond reproach, he can bring somebody else to do the job. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. I'm going a little further. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells in him. Daniel goes on to thank God. I thank and praise you, God, of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. See, all you got to do is go to God in prayer. You have made known to us the dream of the king. God made known to Daniel the dream of the king. God brings dreams and visions. God brings prophesying, amen. God brings knowledge, wisdom, and power, amen. God turns the dark into light, amen. See, none of us who are human are above reproach because we are flesh. And our flesh, amen, we are born in what? Sin. And that sin, oh my God, causes our flesh to be blemished. That sin causes us not to be able to be that perfect factor. We are not, thank you, Lord, above reproach. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. We are almost done. We hope you're getting this morning. Thank you, Lord. We are not beyond reproach. This country is not beyond reproach. As you look around and you wondering and you, and God took me here this morning. I tried to go somewhere else, but God kept dealing with me with this. And I don't preach politics, but we're in a political world right now. This country is in a political state right now. We have to seek God in our choices. We have to understand why the ruler that's over us is the ruler that's over us. We cannot change it. I don't care how many of us go to the poll. But we might go full force. And just like we feel, many people feel that the last time it was done unjustly, you see, God, if you go in his word, there were some wicked rulers. There was some that God tried not to give Israel their first king. They just had to have a king. And they told God, because we want to be like the other nations. Everybody else got a king. Everybody else got somebody over there. Samuel was handling it. And Samuel made judges of his sons. And then his sons were not above reproach, because then they stopped following after Samuel and the things he was teaching. They stopped following after God. You go, that thing called sin, I told you. Oh my God. That takes us right back to Genesis 6 and 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. It kept going from generation to generation. And it's going to keep going, people. And I'm not calling it a generational curse because we can come out of it at any time. You know who the curse breaker is? You know who can cause us to be up beyond reproach? We will not be beyond reproach until Christ comes back. But we want to make sure we're ready. We want to stay focused because we don't want to get caught up in ourselves to a point where we think we are beyond reproach and we mess up and fall down. Come on. Somebody say, I've fallen and I can't get up. But I promise you, when I fall, I'm getting back up. I'm getting back up because God's going to lift me up. I promise you, if I go down, I'm not staying down. Thank you, God. I promise you, if I mess up, understand that I am not beyond reproach. When we see men and women of God in the news, when we see men and women of God supporting things that we know are not of God, we have to understand they are not beyond reproach. Now I'm going to tell you, I am a Christian. Do you know what that means? It means I'm far from perfect. I am simply redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Don't step on me when I mess up because you are not beyond reproach as well. And as soon as you put your foot on that person's back that's going down, you might be going down with them. I don't care what they're doing. You must pray for them. Don't you pray harm. You pray deliverance because remember, Rhema, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom. Somebody probably think I'm crazy, but I tell you, President Donald Trump is a prospective soul for the kingdom. If God so chooses to save him, change him, fix him the way he needs him to be or he wants him to be, because the way he is right now, whether we want to admit it or not, is the way God has him right now. The way I am right now is the way God has me right now. I have two words for you, and I've been sharing these. I have Pharaoh, hardened heart, and I have Revelation. And I'm going to, with that, read Matthew 6. Thank you, God. Matthew 24 and 39. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, it might be 38, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. But it's this last part I don't want y'all to miss. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. They were not beyond or above reproach. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Don't you mess around and miss God. We are not above reproach. We are none perfect, but we've got to strive to live in holiness. We've got to be consciously aware of how we're living, what we're saying, what we're doing, what we're engaging in, be it on the telephone, be it on social media, be it on our job, be it in our homes and around our children. We plant the seeds of discourse in our children when we release discourse from our spirit. We are not above reproach. You see, we're going to be held accountable. And that's really what it means when you are not above reproach. God held the world accountable. We are still accountable to God. Whether you believe or you don't believe, you're going to be accountable to God. Because the word of God says one day, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So if you're Presbyterian, if you're Methodist, if you're Baptist, oh my God, oh Lord Jesus, if you're Catholic, and I could go on and on and on and on, if you're Muslim, if you're a Buddha worshiper, if you are whoever you are, if you're an atheist, let me tell you, it does not matter. That's something you're not going to be left out of. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But see, I want you to go ahead and confess that thing now. Confess, oh my God, with your mouth, believe in your heart now, I am not above reproach. God can take me down, take me out at any time. I don't want to miss Christ like the people missed the boat with Noah. Oh my God, I don't want to miss my salvation. I don't want to miss that eternal living. I want to live so God can use me anytime, anywhere, because I remember that I am not beyond reproach because I am not yet perfect. I will be made perfect when Christ takes me home. He said, Oh God, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He said, don't forget, Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalts a nation. Look at your nation. My household is my nation. My family is my nation. My tribe is my nation. Righteousness, if we live right, we live righteous. God is going to bring us up. God is going to bring us out. COVID-19 can't kill us. It might put us to sleep, but it can't kill us. Do you know if you die in the Lord, come on, God. Oh, my God. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And let me say this. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is what will kill you and kill you for the last time. Sin will take you out and you'll never be able to come back. Amen. See, if you mess around and miss Christ, that's it. You mess around and die in your sin, that's it. You mess around and be in your sin and he cracks the sky, that's it. You are not beyond reproach. Don't you disappoint God. Don't you allow your life to be disproved by God. Don't let him disapprove of who you are, how you are. Oh my God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. He will make sure that you remember that you are not above or beyond reproach. Amen. Come on, give God a praise with me. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 I thought I wanted to go a little deeper with Daniel this morning, but I've given you what God has given me to give you right now. Just remember Daniel's story, though. Go to the second chapter of Daniel and read. Amen. Just go and read. Amen. Go back and read about Noah and how he appealed to the people. Huh? He did what God told him to do. Amen. Ask God. Pray for a heart that will receive the word of God and ear to hear. Amen. Father, we thank you now for this, your word, oh God. We thank you for the people. And we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to continue to keep us, to cover us, to strengthen us, and to guide us. And we pray, oh God, that this word will not go out void, oh God, but that somebody's life will be impacted, will be changed, oh God, and they will cry out, I yield, I yield. I can't hold back anymore. If you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, accept him now. All you have to do, the word of God says, is to repeat this. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died and rose from the dead, that God raised him up. Amen. That's all you got to do is believe that Christ was the true Son of God. Deity, Trinity, amen, amen. Come on, give God a praise, amen. Thank you. We thank you for joining us this morning. We bless the Lord, our soul, and all that is within us, amen. And you remember, amen, that you can go to RhemaCFChurch.com and share any offering that you desire to give, amen. Let God lead you, amen, amen. We pray that you'll be led, and we pray that you'll be blessed. Whether you're led to to give into this ministry or give into your home ministry. Amen. We want God to bless your life, and he's going to bless your life even if you don't have to give. And we need to make that clear this morning. God can do exceedingly and abundantly above everything we think or ask, or above anything we have or desire. Amen. Amen. We thank you this morning. We do want you to know that Rhema is going to YouTube. Amen. We will continue to be on Facebook, but we are going to YouTube. And for those who are listening in on our call, if you're not on Facebook, because everybody doesn't want to be on Facebook, I wonder why. Amen. Amen. Everybody doesn't want to be a part of that social media, but we're going to YouTube. Amen. And Elder's providing a link. Amen. The link is pretty lengthy, but you can go to RhemaCFChurch.com, the same place of giving, RhemaCFChurch.com. There's a link there that will take you to our YouTube. And once you go to YouTube and you subscribe, please, to our page, then you'll get notifications when we go live. Also, if you're listening in on Facebook this morning, would you please like us on Facebook? Amen. And follow us. Amen. We want you to follow us. Amen. So that anytime we come up, that you won't miss that word from the Lord. We bless the Lord this morning. We give God glory and praise and honor. And we say thank you for our elder this morning, continuing to support us. Amen. And we thank you, Rhema. Good morning, Rhema. We miss you, Rhema. Amen. Remember, living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of God. Be blessed this Sunday morning.
Joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonneville Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship services at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.